Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and Mayor Nancy Berry's here this morning from the City College Station. How are you?
Good.
How's your fantasy football team doing?
I don't have one.
In case you don't know, the mayor's son is the guru on ESPN for fantasy football. Well, did you ever ask him, hey, Matthew, would you go ahead and help me put a team together or something?
No, never have.
Okay, all right. No interest in that.
Well, I don't know how to play it.
Okay, well, and that's fine. Neither do I. I don't understand
it. I have a general idea of how it's played, but I don't know how to do it.
Well, I know it's popular, and that's a good thing, and, you know, I'm really glad that that he's able to make a living and support his family doing it, and it is. I mean, it's part of the economy, that's for sure. All right, so Saturday starts our brand new shiny budget 2017.
Indeed, it does.
Yeah. So how you feel about this being is your last budget? You voted on a few as members of council and voted on a few as mayor. So what are you thinking?
I think this is a really good budget. It addresses all the needs that our citizens expressed interest in their in the response to our citizen survey last spring. We're fixing roads. We're adding police. We're adding fire. We're fixing up some parks. We're addressing those needs.
You know, we'll do a retrospective of your time before you move on a future visit. But, you know, the first things that pop up in my mind is I'm really concerned about the crimes that are being committed in College Station now.
Yes.
I think, you know, you put as much money as you can toward those police officers and support people. But that's a little bothersome to me.
It is. There's no question about it. And they're not crimes that the police, you know, can prevent, so to speak. We have a very proactive police department that's out in the community, that walks beats and knows individuals. But, you know, when there's a crime of passion, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah, I think a lot of neighborhoods would have property crimes. A number of property crimes certainly have gone up, but now there's a violent nature in some things
right.
Now that... I guess we want this to be a bucolic area. We want Bryan College Station to be a wonderful campus community, and then Bryan a historic city, and we want nice things to be going on, and unfortunately that's not the case we live in, I guess. Hey, the other thing I guess we probably, and the other thing has to do with transportation. I don't know, have you got any pushback from, hey, I can't get down Rock Prairie like I used to be able to?
Not a whole lot, but, you know, certainly have heard that. You know, when you're widening a street that's as well traveled as that, it's going to be inconvenient while it's being done, and it'll be great when it is finished.
Well, and we have a lot of changes. We've got the area at Holloman and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. That seems to be the next area where we're going to be looking. And I know that I wanted to play the comments of Councilman John Nichols when he was speaking that at the last council meeting.
I understand that the division of land ownership and different pieces coming in at different times, but this is a perfect example of our failure to figure out how to coordinate planning and so forth to get a good street grid in before properties get developed.
And I think Councilmember Nichols is shining a light on an age-old question. Any community that's growing, you want to be able to put that growth together. And for folks who have lived here a long time, you'll remember Appomattox, which is off Harvey Road and was actually going to run parallel to the way the freeway does now. How that could have changed the traffic pattern for that entire side of the city.
Absolutely.
And that's just really the most recent. I'm sure that there were probably even situations before that, but we are confronted now with an explosive growth. And is there really a simple solution, or do we just have to define it as Councilmember Nichols did, that it'd be nice to have it that way?
Well, we certainly have a transportation plan and a thoroughfare plan. You know, it takes money to implement it and acquisition of right-of-way and all of that sort of thing. But I think Mr. Nichols, you know, kind of hit it right on the head that, you know, unfortunately, some of these properties get developed before the road structure.
One major difference, or two major differences I see. First of all, when you get physically near A&M, geographically near A&M, that makes it difficult because A&M is going to let you know what A&M wants you to know when they want you to know it. So that's tough from a planning standpoint. But secondly, I look at that area that we're talking about here with Holloman and Harvey Mitchell and that side of the railroad tracks, if you will. That's very student-oriented, and I don't know that necessarily the regular person who lives in College Station goes to that part of the city very often.
I think that's probably true. I do know that a number of the new student developments have gotten agreements with the A&M bus system to service those, and so that will help a lot. But, you know, when you have two-lane roads and you have these large apartment complexes, there's going to be congestion. And then when the university puts 3,400 beds on you with no advance warning.
Well, and that's the part that's above the ground.
Yeah. You know,
the city has to be concerned about water and wastewater, which is below the ground that you don't see, but the number of people who show up still does make a difference. I think earlier this week was National Vote Register to Vote Day. Time to be doing that, isn't it?
It is. October 11th is the last day to register to vote. Early voting runs from October 24th to November 4th. We're going to canvass the results the week of November 16th and swear in our new mayor and council members then.
Okay.
October 11th is coming up in 2 weeks, so be sure and register if you are not. And if you've just moved here, you can still register.
Sure, absolutely. Yep, can do that. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. When I see beautiful weekend weather, I think about paper shredding. How about you?
You know, that's exactly number one on my hit list, besides doing a little yard work and being outside.
Uh-huh.
October 1st is Free Shred Day. So this Saturday, come to City Hall parking lot between 9 and 1. You can bring two boxes, which is about 40 pounds. Of paper, just no binders on them, and we will be happy to shred them free. We're partnering with Embassy Records Management and Storage to do that.
Okay, sounds good. Anything else you got for us today?
Well, we've got some recognitions for the city, and I'm always happy to give a shout-out to our outstanding staff. More recognition from Judge Ed Spillane. You know, he earned national attention when he wrote this op-ed piece about how... The College Station Court works with people who are indigent that have fines, so they don't have to go to jail to pay off a fine and when they're indigent. And he just learned a few days ago that he's been invited to be a member of the National Research Advisory Board for Misdemeanor Justice Project and the Research Network on Misdemeanor Justice. And the board's headquartered at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City. So it's an incredible honor for Judge Spillane, and you know, he's a phenomenal asset to our city.
Just one of those, another one of those Harvard Law School graduates done well. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then we have another achievement of excellence in our financial reporting that's been awarded to the city Budget and Finance Reporting Division. And this award is given by the Government Finance Officers Association of the U.S. and Canada, and it was for the city's Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, or CAFR. And that is a big deal.
I know it's a big deal, but that convention's got to be boring, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Never mind, you have to comment. It's all right. Nancy Berry is the mayor of College Station. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.